San Diego is number one in illegal immigrant crossings. What's going on? How did that happen? How did that happen so quickly? It went from the Tucson sector and the Del Rio sector in Texas to all of a sudden, San Diego bringing in the numbers. Let's get into it. Here we go. I've been talking about this for a while. The numbers in Texas are way, way down. You've got the whole Greg Abbott. He's just razor wiring up that whole border, right? He's just going to town, whether or not Supreme Court's on his side, whether or not the appellate court, the appeal court is saying, go closed. You know, we've got this Senate Bill 4 that would allow Texas to basically do what it's doing already, which is having its own law enforcement arrest illegals if they come into the country illegally and let their own law system, their own judges, deport them. Get them the F out. If the federal government is going to do the job, Texas will. So that is clearly pushed. And I've talked about this. It's a no-brainer to kind of watch it happen, but it is pushed, you know, the migrants further to the west and away from Texas. So now California. Now San Diego, because California, pretty darn blue, right? Arizona, it's not sending anybody back, you know, across the border. So with Texas pushing everybody, California, it's going to take up the slack. We'll just have to see how that goes. Jaw-dropping number of migrants arrive in San Diego in a single week as officials reveal 7,000 illegally crossed, as photos show them sleeping in airport bathroom. Yeah, I blame that on San Diego. We're sanctuary city, bring them all to us. Okay, well, now we are. Now the cartel is. San Diego and, your next, the Tucson sector, and then New Mexico, they are going to get some numbers. They are going to get some numbers. And on top of this, what you've got going on is the government of Mexico is they're doing a number right now. They are on board with, you know, sending some people back further, you know, deeper into the southern ends of Mexico. They're basically taking them a step back at each point and just making their journey. They're on kind of this conveyor belt, right? They're on this hamster wheel. Okay, we're getting a little forward. All right, we get all the way up to Mexico City. Oh, then we got to go 6 hours back. You know, one of those deals. That's what Mexican authorities are doing. So 6,997 migrants from 70 countries arrested by U.S. Border Patrol in San Diego sector. The area saw more apprehensions than anywhere else in the nation last week. We've been talking about this. This is inevitable to have happen. Now, it's not to say that all of them are just hanging out in San Diego. It's not going to, you know, not going to impact San Diego like that. But because the same thing call it Eagle Pass in Texas. You know, you get 22,000 illegals come across the week before Christmas. They don't hang out in Eagle Pass after that because it's close to the border and they don't want to get busted again. So they want to get the heck out of Dodge. They want to go somewhere further north. Same thing with San Diego. But they know that border protection in San Diego is just going to escort them to the nearest migrant facility, which in San Diego is closed. Ran out of funding. Yeah. So that's added just a little bit of twist to this story. Some went to the airport to sleep in bathrooms in lieu of any migrant shelter because the migrant shelters are closed. Yeah. San Diego saw a staggering 6,997 migrant encounters in just 7 days at the start of April. And an alarming indicator. This is alarming. I have concern. Indicator of the worsening border crisis. The number is around the same as other sectors normally see in an entire month. Well, San Diego is popular all of a sudden, right? Everybody wants to go there because in Texas, those bastards are sending people back into Mexico. Oh, they're deporting people. It's horrific. It's terrible. Right? I mean, Texas is just doing the Lord's work. We'll see how long that goes, right? What I find so interesting is that the federal government's argument is Texas and their razor wire, they are making it so that we, the feds who are responsible for protecting the United States soil from intruders from other countries, they're not allowing us to do our job. That's what the feds are literally saying. Texas, by protecting the border, is not allowing Customs and Border Protection to do their job, which they weren't doing originally. And that's why Texas took over. So you get this whole, what's going on? What are we doing? What is happening? Well, unfortunately, I'm not surprised, San Diego County Commissioner Jim Desmond told Daily Mail Thursday. Texas is clamping down and other areas are clamping down. And the Mexican government is clapping down. So, hey, let's go to Tijuana. Let's go into San Diego. Because Cali doesn't give a rat's ass. Bring them in. Bring them in. Sanctuary city. Sanctuary state. Virtue signaling. Virtue signaling. Bring them all in. It's all good. It's all good. Did you guys see that Denver is literally sending city officials to Texas to alarm them, that to make them aware that, yeah, I know that we said we're a sanctuary city, but not as much. So what we've got going on in Denver is we've got this new game plan, and it literally just ratchets down everything that the illegals are getting. Mainly housing. I'm going to have another full podcast on that. But so in the meantime, Denver is sending, and New York City and Chicago have done the same thing. Send everybody down to Texas and let them know that when the illegals come across the border, that they can't come to our place and expect it to be the same. Because I know we did all that blue city, sanctuary city virtue signaling, but yeah, we've done an about face on that. We've done a 90 degree turn because of this little thing called a budget. Huh. Weird. You didn't think that one through on the front end? You got millions of people coming across the border. Now some of them are getting a bus ride to your community, and originally you just thought this is the greatest, going to be the greatest thing ever, and now it's not. Shocking. I'm shocking that you came to that conclusion that other Republican and Democrat cities across the United States have been looking, sitting in from the outside going, that's not going to work out all that well, including this channel in its entirety. That's not going to work out all that well, and it hasn't, and Denver is now, you get a 24 to 72 hour stay in one of our shelters. That's all you get. And then out you go. Out you go. We'll get you a ride to some other city. No, Denver is, like Chicago and like New York City, has recognized and realized, oh, our virtue signaling, it's biting us in the ass. Oh, ouch. That's not good. Let's do something else. Okay, here's the game plan. The game plan is basically acting like a non-sanctuary city. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we knew how this was going to go, and now it's happening. Here in California, they're allowed to walk in unimpeded because, you know, state authorities in California, they're not even there, right? Yeah, a little bit of border protection, and they're basically just acting like Uber drivers. Which migrant shelter can I drive you to? And then, you know, when there aren't any, they're getting dumped on the streets of San Diego. Getting dumped on the streets of San Diego. They try and dump them close to, you know, some of these NGOs that are going to, okay, now you can go over to wherever and, you know, go stay there, but you can't stay here. We ran out of money. Shocking. It's concerning. So the San Diego sector, which includes most of the Southern California border with Mexico, except El Centro and Calexico, is that how you pronounce that? Calexico, whatever, that word, has been seeing high number of migrant crossings in recent weeks, between 6,000 and 8,000. Now, some of these numbers get the Chinese nationals flying in. Yeah, they can fly in from Ecuador, from Quito. They can fly into Tijuana. Because in the Chinese don't have to have a visa permit to get into Ecuador. And then from Ecuador to Mexico, fly all you want. Not a big deal. They got to fly their way there. But then once they get to Mexico, you know, the world is their oyster and they're just going to get right in. What makes the April 3rd through 9th numbers so significant is that they were the highest in the nation, even beating out number one Tucson sector. I said that was going to happen. I'm literally going to pat my, you know, self on the back. This isn't a hard call, right? This is not a hard call. All right, can't go here. Where are they going to go? Oh, they're going to go over here. They're going to go up here. They're going to go over here. Yeah. So that's what you got going on. I'm sure long term it'll be fine. You know, San Diego, it'll just take a few million illegals. It'll be all good, right? Right? No? You're saying no? According to the latest figures released by the Fed, San Diego has been the third busiest, but that could be changing, you think? Tucson has been the number one sector for migrant arrivals since July of 2023, but numbers have been dropping. Adam Isaacson of the Washington office at Latin America said, yeah, we got a few pictures. All right, there's the border wall. There's Customs and Border Protection. Yeah, you got the white van. These guys are lined up. They're ready to go. So, and what you've got is, it's about an hour east of San Diego. That's where all the crossings are happening. And literally the Mexican government is setting up some kind of outposts, and they're, you know, trying to push back on the cartel, bringing folks in a little bit. But, you know, the border's so big, unless you have a concerted effort like what Texas is doing, it's not going to really do much. While 1 week's data is not enough evidence to go by, it is possible that San Diego may be supplanting Tucson as the number one section. With so many migrants entering the country through SoCal, migrants who are vetted by U.S. Border Patrol are being released onto the streets. Now, that is that should be alarming, because they're just literally just boom onto the streets. And then they have to kind of figure out, and there's a bunch of nonprofits that are, okay, go that away, and you'll run into another, you know, migrant shelter in some other community, right? The county migrant shelter closed a few months back. We talked about that after local leaders decided they did not want the $18 million a year to keep running it. It's too expensive. I know we said welcome to our humble community, but not anymore. No, we're not doing that. You guys can't come here. So that's literally what you've got Denver doing right now, and you've had New York City, and you've had, you know, any of these cities. Oh, geez, this is expensive. We had no idea, because we didn't plan for any of this. We just stood up there on our podium and said, we're blue, we're Democrat, bring all your illegals to us, we can handle it. And now we can't, so we got to go back on our word. We're not too bright. We can't figure it out. We can't run a budget. So therefore, don't send us anymore. That's what they're doing right now in real time. It was costing us at that point in time about $1.5 million a month to basically be their travel agent. Border Patrol was their Uber, bringing them to those drop-off areas. And then we were their travel agent, Desmond quipped. Yeah, that has been what the southern border has been for all of the Biden administration. That's what we've had. Texas, with a little bit of pushback since 2022, got Operation Lone Star. And we'll just have to see how that one plays out. But now you've got all kinds of other states doing the same thing. I forget what the count is. It's up to 20-something who are trying to make it illegal so that their own law enforcement can kind of handle, hey, out you go, back to whence you came. So without the local shelter, migrants are either being let loose at a transit station or at the airport by the feds. Isn't this crazy? It's like, these are people that have come into the country illegally. I mean, we, you know, taxpaying citizens with United States passports, you know, we can't get on a plane ride without all that documentation going through multiple steps. But these migrants, oh yeah, they can. Did you get your jab? Did you get your jab? The migrants have just been coming in by the millions, no jab needed. How does that work out? And then one of the biggest impacts that we're going to see is that competition for entry-level housing. So now you're going to have millions, 11 million, we think? 11 million immigrants. Some of those are going to be, you know, living with family, whatever. But now they're competing for entry-level housing across the United States with all the other socioeconomically depressed areas of the country and their citizens competing for the same housing inventory. How do you think that's going to go? That's one of the long-term factors that I think nobody has thought this through.
All right.
So 11 million people, they got to live somewhere, right? Got to live somewhere. So they're going to be in the United States. They're going to take down XYZ number of housing units. How's that going to work out for everybody else in the United States that's already on welfare? It's already on food stamps. It's already got subsidized housing. It's got all that stuff. People with 14 children by, you know, 12 different daddies, you know, those kind of folks. How's that going to impact them? Well, I have concerns.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good. There's just no way. The math doesn't make sense. It's kind of like, it's going to cost us $1.5 million a month. We don't want to pay it. Huh. Before you did all that virtue signaling you did, what happened?
What happened?
Accountability is what happened. We've got a budget deficit of $250 million. Can't keep losing $1.5 million a month. Not feasible.
Right?
The biggest burden here lately has been our airport. Luckily, a lot of them are flying to other parts of the country. But we're a tourist community. People come into San Diego. They see all the people sleeping there. It looks bad, the commissioner said. These folks sleeping at the airport, that would be the least of my concerns, right? Because they're shuffling in and out. We just can't sustain it. We can't manage the numbers that are coming here. At some point in time, every one of these virtue signaling Democrat cities that said, we are a sanctuary city, they will all go back on their word because they can't afford it. They can't afford it.
Yeah.
The cities and states that are doing well enough to probably afford it, Texas, Florida.
Yeah.
And they've got a little pushback on this whole thing, right? Migrants have been known to spend as many as 5 days crashing at the airport while they wait for a flight out of town, Desmond added. Like other border communities across the country, San Diego's airport does not add extra flights simply because there's a spike in migrant crossings. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the personnel to do that. So oftentimes there aren't available seats to fly out, or migrants with limited means wait a day or two until ticket prices drop, and then they can afford to travel to their final destinations. Last month, an image of a migrant sleeping underneath restroom sinks at the airport was shared by a local conservative talk show host. Yeah, because you close the migrant shelter and you are going back on your whole virtue signaling deal.
Yeah,
that's why they're hanging out there. They've got no place else to go. You told them to come, they came, and now you're backing out.
Yeah,
that seems to happen a lot with these virtue signaling programs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, come to our...
Oh, wait, stop.
No, it's expensive. Yeah. My photo at San Diego International Airport this morning, men's restroom near TSA, gates 5 through 10 in Terminal 1, homeless transient or asylum seeker, maybe a newcomer, who was asleep under the sinks next to the urinals. Common all over with surge in migrants dumped in San Diego, tweeted Mark Larson. The most recent weekly figure does not include the migrants who entered the U.S. legally with Customs and Border Protection 1 appointments at the San Ysidro point of entry between Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California. So you have literally got, you've got thousands coming that way as well, right? So the federal government, with their one program, has set up a deal where if illegals log in on this one app, and if they get a sponsor to come into the United States, they provide a way to get themselves here, whether it's airplane, walking, whatever it is. Once they get here, they will be taken in, and at the border crossings, at the legal border crossings, they can basically stand there and they'll be taken in, and they don't have to rush across the border or anything. It's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands have come in that way as well. It's the legal way for them to come in. It's about the same end result, which is, you know, we take down their name, we run it through a database that has just a fraction of the people in it that it needs to have. And then we, you know, assign them a court date down the future, maybe as late as 2031, and then let them go into the United States. Yep, just let them go. Let them go. It's fine. It's all good. They're good people. I mean, you know, for the most part. For the most part. How about the bank robber, the 20-year-old bank robber from Venezuela, who used his cell phone, his app to, he didn't speak any English, went in to rob a bank, and he used the app on his phone, the conversion from English to Venezuelan and back and forth. He used that to communicate
the bank teller, and then later with the police. Yeah, what's up with that? I don't know, speak English. No English. And Customs and Border Protection. All right. Yeah, we're just going to let you go in the United States. We know you tried to rob a bank, but we believe in you. You're a good person deep down. At least 77,000 migrants have entered Southern California that way from October to February. Okay, that's the Customs and Border Protection 1 appointments. 77,000. Just being overrun with numbers here. But San Diego. And what this article also says, it doesn't account for the gotaways, ones who got into the country illegally and who never got caught. Probably because they would get deported if they did get caught. So, because otherwise they do want to get caught so they can get that time frame going and they can get kind of going in the United States. We're just letting everybody come in and, hey, let's come on in. No concern here. It's all good. San Diego to be the numero uno moving forward. I think that's going to be a thing. Maybe it goes back and forth with the Texas, with the Tucson sector. But you're not going to see, I don't think, huge numbers down in Texas. You're just not going to see that because they've already pretty much delineated, hey, this border crossing that you once knew as just this open sieve of just come across. No, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to, we've tightened up our processes. And if you come here, we may deport you. Our state troopers are going to arrest you. Our local judges are going to see what's going on. And the federal government has a responsibility to protect the borders and send people packing. But because they haven't done that, I was reading in Venezuela, the media there basically carries stories on the radio saying how easy it is to get into the United States and how easy it is to get that immigration process going. We've advertised it all over the world by Biden on his first day of presidency. Let's stop building the wall. Let's do 64 executive orders, all designed to basically undo everything that Trump did during his presidency. And we don't need any more laws. We don't need any more money. You just need to enforce the laws that are in the books with the folks you have, Customs and Border Protection. It's as simple as that. But the Biden administration doesn't want to do that. They're on a different path. They've got other stuff going on. They've got different goals. I don't know what those goals are. But it's not good. It's not good. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe, do all that cool YouTube stuff, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.